I'm Karen Pope.
Hey, Karen Pope.
But Monica is with me tonight. First of all, I want to introduce myself. I'm Karen Pope on behalf of Public Services. Monica Mosley is in the back room with me, and Tim Bowers also, and he's with Recycle Bank. We've come tonight to discuss single-string recycling. There's some very, very exciting things that are new to the private industries, the world, quite frankly. It's not just our company, but others that are looking into this, so we want to kind of broaden the conversation. But the main reason that we wanted to come tonight is to kind of describe what's out there as y'all are considering potentially looking at some opportunities. So with that said, first of all, I just want to describe the relationship first between on your chairs, I put a brochure from Allied Waste. Allied Waste and Republic Services merged companies in December of 2008. And prior to that, Allied had become gone into a partnership arrangement with Recycle Bank. So you're going to have the majority of our presentation tonight is on Recycle Bank and what they do. But I wanted to describe to you, first of all, who Allied is and who's Republic. Republic is the basic now the owner, if you will, of Allied. Republic combined company has about 35,000 employees, so it's a huge company. And prior to that, Allied Waste had about 26,000 employees. So we're talking about two really large companies that merged in the market here in Atlanta was a very good thing to have a combined company. Very strong history of service. Before Allied Waste name was out there, there was a company called BFI that they had. There was a lot of consolidation in its industry. So long-term solid waste player in the marketplace combined with a very strong financial backing of the Republic Services side. So that's kind of who we are. But I also wanted to take a minute and just talk about why you might consider doing something different. Well, 82% of the people, as the people here know more than anything, voted to create a new city. And you voted to do something different and have the opportunity to control your quality of life. And with that said, the primary reason that you would look to another system would be first pursuing cost savings. Cost savings for businesses and residents. I mean, we all know what the economy is like. We live it and breathe it. And if there's an opportunity for you to provide better service at a better price, it does seem like it makes sense just to have the opportunity to look at that. So through a fully open proposal process, a request proposal to allow private industry to say what they could do better, cheaper, faster, and all those things from an environmental standpoint in addition for your citizens. So that's the main reason that most cities look to a private company to provide service rather than a government. Access to new technology. I am not going to steal the thunder because it's really exciting what you're going to see in just a little while. And we're kind of set up on this screen back here, but I hope that's not going to be too awkward, but we will at some point have something everyone can see. What we're talking about. The other reason a lot of cities, mainly, I mean, if you look in across the state of Georgia, most cities either provide their own service through their own solid waste company, do their own solid waste department, or privatize. And why they do that? They do it because of control, because you can control how the service is provided. What happens if someone's not provided that service? Through that contract, you can know what your pricing is going to be long term. It's very nice to be in a position where your city is recognized by that private business as a very important player. For instance, on the control standpoint, one of the cities that we work very closely with, that I can, you know, there's lots of them, but one example is the city of Alpharetta. We provide very specific detail as to exactly what happened that month with service. How many were missed? Why? We can drill down very quickly to find out. So when there's a breach in service, for instance, that truck is there within how many hours? And we can describe when it was handled, if you will. We call in. And so there's a real closed loop on control. A lot of cities like that. Image. I mean, clearly the city of Dunwoody has a very strong image that it's putting forth on on quality of life. When you're able to, as a city council, there's a handful of things that you can do as a new city to provide that quality of service. Clearly, the police force, that was primary as far as what the city was charged to do, and that successful rollout has occurred. But there's a few other things that touch people every day, day in and day out, and that is, quite frankly, their garbage service. And with that image that you're putting forth from an environmental standpoint, you'll see what I can talk, what we're going to be talking about. But that could be anything from new containers to the logos that are on those containers to partnerships with other things that are important to your citizens. So it's the image also is another reason that a lot of cities will go with private industry, because there's things that private industry can just do that, quite frankly, a government is not able to. And so just a segue into what Tim's going to be talking about, I really do believe that the timing is right, especially in this economy, to look at what you can do to give back to your businesses and citizens, especially in the light I looked at kind of what your current pricing structure is, around $22 a month for a resident. There's a lot that can be done in that with private businesses, but the thing is, you just simply, there's no downside. You put an RFP out. If you like what you see, you might investigate further, but you could continue to have the services that you have. I know it's twice a week, garbage service, recycling, yard waste, and all those pieces that can go together in an RFP that that you have the opportunity to review. And again, after seeing what a very successful rollout the city council has had with all the services, especially the police. I mean, I can definitely see that your city council is in a position to make some really interesting quality of life decisions. And that's all we're really talking about, is what kind of quality you want to provide and how you can do it. So with that said, I'm going to allow Tim to kind of, and I'm not sure where you want to stand, if you want to stand here or here, but I'm going to turn it over to you.
Mr. Mayor, City Council, thank you very much for allowing me to come in and present Cycle Bank.
Can I ask you to hold it right there for a minute? Does anybody know how to dim the lights?
That's great.
Perfect. Thank you.
Again, thank you very much for allowing me to come in and introduce our company, Recycle Bank. Real quick, Recycle Bank has teamed up with Allied Days and been able to bring a recycling rewards program to your city. Recycle Bank, what is it? Recycle Bank doesn't own trucks. We don't own landfills. We don't sell commodities. Basically, what we are is an online rewards program that helps municipalities and haulers increase the amount of recyclables that they collect, taking more out of the trash and putting it in recycling, and also to increase the number of people that recycle in a particular community. And how do we do that? Basically, we do that by rewarding them. Kind of how Recycle Bank works is Allied's trucks will basically do the collection. What we do is we ask that all the citizens, Mike, I think we can go to the next. How it really works is every citizen will receive a 64 or 95 gallon recycling cart. You're going to put all of your recyclables in that cart. That's what we're talking about, single stream. Citizens don't have to take two tubs to the curb, sort things out. It's very, very easy. They put everything in the cart, they wheel it to the curb on collection day, and the trucks come by. What we put on the cart is we put a radio frequency ID chip that looks about like this on the cart. And basically that gives the address of where the cart is. There's a chip number on it. When the truck comes by, there's an onboard computer on the truck that activates this chip. It reads the address and says that the household recycled that day. The truck goes down, collects all the homes on the route, goes to the recycling facility, and we have a computer at the recycling facility. We work with them that downloads all the addresses and determines all the tonnages. And then within 48 hours, points are deposited in a household account. Every household will have an online account, www.recyclebank, and every time there's a collection made, points will be deposited in their account. And those can be spent at local and regional businesses. Those points can be cashed in. We don't really give cash, but we give points. You kind of consider us similar to the frequent flyer miles program for recycling. And what we would be able to do for Dunwoody, I'll just go ahead and step back here, is to increase recycling. Basically, what we're finding is that most communities average about 10% recycling diversion. We're finding that we're getting a minimum of 40%. Most communities, the average household recycles about 125 to 180 pounds of recyclables per household per year. We're getting that up to about 800. And the way we do that is through the rewards program. The second piece that we bring to a community is what we're calling economic development. If you think of Dunwoody, at about 13,000 homes, what we're looking at is the average household, they fill a 64-gallon container full of recyclables, they recycle, they'll make about $240 per year in recycling points that they can spend in the local community. They'll be able to take their rewards and spend them there. What we also do is we have 1,400 national account partners, Publix, Dick's, IKEA, CVS, and what we'll also do is come into the local community. We'll send a team of folks out. We'll work with the Chamber of Commerce and the Economic Development Department. We'll identify local restaurants, local businesses that people like to shop at. We'll go out and present our program to them to see if they want to be a part of the program and also give rewards to local citizens in Denver. What that does is increase their foot traffic, and also it brings them in, the local businesses, into the fold of what's happening in the community. In environmental leadership, the third bullet point is you'll be saving additional recyclables that will be that we can calculate. What I'd like to do is to show you a clip. Let's go back to the clip. The clip ABC World News in November. This is going to be the 30,000 foot view and make it very, very clear on what we do. Recycle Bank.
BC News headquarters. This is World News with Charles Dickens.
In these tough economic times, a lot of Americans are looking for ways to make a little extra money. And in some places, that means taking a second look at what's in the trash. An innovative program is catching on, helping residents, businesses, and the environment at the same time. We connect in our series, The Spirit of America, here's Bob Wood.
Each morning as the sun comes up over Everett, Massachusetts, Joe Varese heads out on a recycling run. Lately, he's noticed a big change.
On average, getting here?
Yeah.
I pick up 3 tons. We're bringing over anywhere between 10 and 13 tons now.
For years, officials in the Boston suburb had tried in vain to increase the rate of recycling, which was, in the words of one city leader, absolutely pitiful.
People just outgrow recyclers and tell them they're going to save the atmosphere. Earth is our only home.
Now they think they found just the ticket by offering residents financial rewards for recycling. It's like a frequent flyer program, but this one is for your plastic, glass, paper, and cans.
So when you get it, you put it on the sidewalk and you get rewards for it.
Residents earn points based on the weight of their recycling bins. Recorded in a truck by an electronic ID chip, and the points can be converted into discounts and rebates at dozens of local and national retailers up to $45 a month. Not a bad incentive in such dreary economic times.
It's marvelous.
Susan Moreno fills her bins at the top. And Tracy Hall is a
Do we have a company brand?
It's a great coffee.
Coffee, yes. Everett's program was pioneered by Recycle Bank, a 4-year-old company that is rapidly expanding across the country.
It's a win-win situation. Whether it's the local economy, whether it's the household, whether it's the particular trash company, and of course, the city itself.
Since Recycle Bank came to town, the average household here now recycles 10 times more, and the garbage haul has been reduced by 11 tons a day, which saves thousands of dollars in fees the city pays to dump trash at an incinerator.
By avoiding that, we're saving a great deal of money.
And so far, the results are proving that what's good for the planet can also be good for the bottom line. Bob Wicker, ABC News, Everett, Massachusetts.
You can find cash for trash recycling programs like the one in Everett, Massachusetts.
That gives it pretty much a thumbnail view of what we actually do when we work with the community. So what I wanted to talk about is, again, is the local economic development piece. The citizens are making out in the program because they're getting rewards, and the city government is making out because of the environmental impact that we're having. And then the local businesses are part of it, too, because local businesses can participate in the program and be a part of what's happening, too. Again, it's a three-step process. Single-tree recycling, all in one cart. On collection day, the truck picks it up. Folks go to www.recyclebank.com. The next piece is a couple of interesting... I'm running short on time. Let's go down to... I'm going to go to the next page. I'll talk about the redeeming rewards. An additional piece to our program, let's say a particular household doesn't want to spend the points, they want to donate those points. They can donate those points to the local schools. And the local schools will be a part of the program. The local schools will apply to Recycle Bank for an environmental grant, for an environmental type project within their school. And the local folks can donate their rewards points. We'll turn those into cash, donate that to the school for those projects. In addition to that, folks can donate to their 501c charitable companies. We've got about 100 on the list now. We can add more charitable companies on there, so if folks don't want to redeem their points, they can actually send their points to the charities, and we'll convert those points into dollars for the charities. Some of the companies, again, we have 1,400 local and national companies signed up on the program now. It's our job to try to provide rewards that will inspire everyone to recycle, whether they're a sports or not, or like that, to spend their money at the grocery store or drug stores. It's our job to try to get businesses to be a part of that program and sign on. We will come in and work with, once the program is launched, we'll work with your Economic Development Department, Community Development Department. We want to educate the folks before we launch the program. It's a 90-day implementation plan where we cover everything from soup to nuts. We want to make sure that when the program starts, the folks can, maybe within a couple of days, www.recyclebank, go to their particular website to see how much, how many points that they've earned so that they can start spending those points as soon as they can. So our goal here with Ally is to increase your recycling, help local economic development, and show Dunwoody as environmental lead.
Any questions? Council, yes. Any?
Is Ally the only one that you are in conjunction, operating in conjunction with?
With Dunwoody, Monica has actually called us in to work with Ally, and in this particular case, we'd like to work with Ally in Dunwoody because she's the one who made us aware of the program.
Yes, Council.
Can you, your 501c3s, you could enter into agreement with them locally, like a local 501c3.
Yes, we could.
It doesn't have to be a national.
Right. Don already wants to put that on their list.
Local,
sure.
Nonprofit.
Right.
Thanks. With 13,000 homes, $240 per household potential savings, that generates on an annual basis $3.1 million to the economy. If you put a multiplier of 10 times on that, the money turning over in the economy would be a significant opportunity for the city. I can see that.
Right. And most of the folks that redeem their rewards will redeem them locally, or they're redeeming them with maybe a national company that's here locally, but local citizens are employed by, say, Publix. They're going to be spending that in there. And that $240 is for the recycler who's avid every week. They put it out there, and they fill up their container, and it's picked up.
What does a 64-gallon container look like?
64-gallon container is about the size of this podium, about right here. If you take it right here and come back this way, it looks about that size with the lid on it. It's on wheels. And can be stored in a garage, or you can store it outside.
Do you have to separate?
You don't have to separate anything. That's the beauty of it, is whatever your recycling facility will be taking, whether it's glass, aluminum cans, bottles, whatever Dunwoody would set up as the program that they want to have recycled can go into that cart, and then it goes to a recycling facility. I believe it's SP is the facility, which they take it and they sort everything out at the facility, and it saves the citizens from actually having to sort it out.
Very interesting presentation. Thank you. Something the city might have to be, should be looking at. I didn't get any information in my packet prior to the meeting. Is there any way I can get a copy of the PowerPoint presentation onto my stick?
Sure.
Thank you.
Forewarned, that will be going up on a blog in about 30 minutes.
I got to have to copy the clip over because the clip's got to be
that's fine
adjusted to that too. So the TV clip will copy onto the presentation blog for you.
Great, thank you very much.
Okay. Any other questions?
Just to follow up on that, again, I guess that's a question not familiar with this in other cities, like i.e. places in Illinois. We have two colors, you know, mm-hmm. green and yellow. One's recycled, one's not recycled. But here you've got one event, everybody throws it in there. And I saw when your conveyor belt, everybody's kind of sorting through the stuff. Mm-hmm. Is that what happens?
Yeah, not the trash. There's two bins. There's one for trash and then one for recycling. And the recycling one, everything goes in. There are a couple of different methods.
So there are two. There are two containers.
There would be one for trash, which is separate, and then the recycling one would be just the recycling piece. Now, there are some communities that have two recycling tubs. They're about 18-gallon tubs that most people take to the curb. This would replace the two where they sort out the paper in one tub and the glass and bottles and everything else in the other tub. This replaces that. You just put everything in one. Not the trash part. The trash is separate. That has to go in the trash cart, and then all recycling will go in the recycling cart.
So each person has to know what's recyclable and what's not.
Right. And we generally will put an in-lid mold or an in-molded lid that tells everything on there, who to call, with all the materials that actually go in there. There's education that goes with our program up front because we want to make sure every citizen is aware of the program. We want to make sure every citizen is aware of what goes in there through letters and mailings, and then the TV press will be all over it once you launch it. The CEO of our company is on Oprah on Wednesday.
Okay.
So they're talking about the green activity, so there'll be a lot of press, but we want to make sure the citizens know what they can recycle. We'll work with Ally to make sure we get the mailings out and educate the citizens on what needs to be recycled.
One more quick question. Who pays for the containers? Or the citizens pay for them? Do you provide them free of charge? How does it go?
I believe that looking at that, I think Monica can answer that.
Yeah. What do we do? Well, we can tell what the program you would like to choose, but it would come, the program is part of whether you choose trash or recycling or both through the RFP. So it would be up to you to structure the City of Glenwood how you want that structure.
Okay. Do you normally see RFPs where it just lists a la carte? Like, we, you know, gosh, we really don't know what we want or what the options
right.
are.
Right. A lot of RFPs will say contractor to provide. So it's built into the rate that the contractor would provide to the city. And then the replacements the contractor provides those as well. And also on the recycling facility, we're more than happy to take you on a tour so you can see it prior to, you know, as you're doing your investigation, to actually visit the recycling itself.
How many different options do you have? I'm mean, just curious.
Two.
Okay, two. So,
and there's about 35 items that you can recycle in our program.
Okay. So if we did an RFP, what I'm trying to get at is how difficult it is. You know, we've had RFPs where at the end of the day, you come to find out that either they're too specific or, you know, our goal is to try to get, we want to know from vendors, what are you offering and tell us what your cost to us would be. And then we'll decide.
We can share with you other RFPs from other cities, locally right around you.
Okay.
So that way you can see.
Yes.
Do you provide any street sweeping capabilities?
If we do, we probably could if you'd like us to look into that. But yes, when we were beatified, we did provide street sweeping.
Was that leaf sucking? Or
yeah, the leaf sucking.
Street sweeping. And then leaf sucking. We had not moved away from that. Very possibly,
but
that would be something
you'd
like us to look into.
Okay, any other questions? Yeah. All right, we appreciate y'all coming out. Okay, any other discussion internally? I would just like to ask Warren to look into maybe doing an RFP on services for this weekend. discuss it. Is there any other discussion on this particular presentation?
I think it's certainly worth exploring. I mean, you know, again, you can put on RFP and, you know, pick it up if it's worthwhile or not, but it certainly doesn't cost as much to go out there and explore. And to pump that money back into locally.
Yeah. I take it that DeKalb County could then apply at the same time.
Absolutely. Any other discussion on that?
We probably want to have a public hearing on this based on everything I know about garbage.
Well, my thought process is this. Again, the RFP is nothing. Warren, correct me if I'm wrong, but why don't you explain to us if we went through this process. Again, it's not that this is something we're going to do, but it's something we'll get information on. That's how I'm viewing it. Am I incorrect on that? Or?
No, sir. We would go ahead and issue a request for proposals to all private companies that do business in the area, including DeKalb County, and then get the proposals back. And we would do it with a zero commitment, so we bring it back to the council and say, here's what we found out. You know, how would y'all like to proceed at that point? You've got the option of continuing service as is, going with a different provider. We're throwing that out, doing a different kind of RFP as well. So it's, I think it's a good exercise to go through at least to get an idea of what the competitive marketplace may have to offer for the community.
So is your opinion, if we do, we do a public hearing, but go through the process first, see what lands, and then if it's got any...
Yeah, I think that would probably be more worthwhile to get through the RFP process first, because then you have something substantial to discuss with the community so that you don't get kind of just an emotional response of, we love what we have now, or we don't know what we might get, we don't want it. At least you have something kind of apples to apples, at least, to compare.
Okay. Any questions for Warren while we have it up? Yes.
I just think one thing, any RFP we send out should have options and have people bidding on, you know, tell us your total recycling package, tell us without recycling, you know, two or three different options, what we're looking at, and tell us how to do them. Let them tell us, not let's tell them. My point is that you know, we would like to go green. Maybe it's cost prohibitive, I don't know. But the whole factor is if you put it down and you bid, just like we did on the RFPs for the services, you know, this option, and then put a delete and a plus on it, go from one to another, so that everybody would be bidding, they would be bidding on this class of services, this class of services, and this class of services. And then we could compare apples and apples here across the spectrum.
Any other questions for Warren? Thank you, Dave. Thanks, Warren.
Thank you.
All right, moving on. And
did you down there a motion on the sustainability? Oh, you can't. It's a work session.
No. Did you say, did we have a motion during the system?
No, I was testing you to see whether...
Okay, comprehensive...